Welcome, welcome to the Reverend Bob. Today will be the Reverend Bob Show. I'm going to be Reverend Bob. I am a ordained minister through the Universal Life Church. I actually got ordination before I went to prison. Most people get it when they get in prison, but I got it before because I'm a spiritual kind of guy. But you ever notice? Damn, it must be like Jesus if there is one. Everybody wanted Jesus dead. Now they want Bob dead. Bob and Jesus, kill him, kill him. Hey, let's not talk about niggers today. Let's try to take a moratorium on talking about niggers. Two things I'm going to have a moratorium on today. A moratorium on not talking about niggers and a moratorium on not breathing. You think it ain't never going to happen. Those niggers hate me. I get calls every day, people, threatening calls. They're going to do this, going to do that. But you ever notice with the niggers, they get on television. You would think every nigger politician is a reverend. And they probably are. But they get going on the most minute subject. And they're telling, oh, yeah, we need better water. We need more soda in them soda cans. Yeah, do I hear a hell yeah? That's what them niggers do. They play all that bull crap. They want to get white people all excited. And white people do get excited. Boy, when them niggers come up, when they start preaching from the pulpit, when they start preaching from the podium in all these state houses and in Washington, man, you'd think there was a big a Catholic rally, a big religious rally going on with thousands of people. But they always get excited. They got to get excited. Lord, have mercy. Let's all get excited today. And let's bow our heads and get excited for that nigger, no count, low life, good for nothing. It sounds like I'm introducing him to do one of his rap songs. The very failed, the very embarrassed, the very black nigger. Let's give it up. Let's give it up for Bruce. I'm a real greasy, no-count nigger, Franks Jr. Let's hear it for Bruce. Let's hear it for Bruce. This no-good son of a bitch. You guys know what's going on with him. And here's what I got to ask. It's the niggers hurting the niggers. We're all you niggers. Now they're pissed off, but they ain't going crazy. Let white people have control of that slate program in St. Louis. But honestly, Lyda Cruz in that Mayor Lyda, I'd rather lie than tell the truth, Cruson. Now she's asking for an investigation. You know why she's asking for an investigation? Because her breastises, I can't use the other word on the air. I don't know why. Her breastises are on the hot seat. She's in trouble. She's the leader of the city of St. Louis, people. I believe personally that she knew what was going on, but now she's got caught up in this scandal. But the biggest part of the scandal is Bruce Franks. He was employed as a youth mentor. Now, that's who I want mentoring my youth, is Bruce Franks, subcontractor of Slate. But a review of his timesheets found nearly 30, and now they say there may be many, many more instances where there were questions raised about whether or not he was actually working. And Lyda Cruson, she says, we're going to figure it out. We're going to get to the bottom of this. That can't happen. Quoted Mayor Lyda, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruson, the failed mayor of St. Louis, Missouri, the mayor that won't be the mayor after this time. Hey, the niggers are circling their wagons like the poor settlers did with the Indians. They're going to destroy you politically, of course. No violence out there, you niggers. I know there will be violence because you're niggers, not proud and black. But it certainly can happen, Lyda, and it happened under your watch because you're the mayor. Somebody had to whistleblow for you to find out what a bad administrator you are. And maybe you can get to the bottom of this with you and your hair-lipped idiot husband or man-wife. Whatever you want to call that bitch boy, Mike Owens, you know, the failed TV reporter, had to get a job as a lawyer. And that's one step down, I guess, from a reporter. And Mike Owens, you got a problem? Don't write about me in a nigger newspaper. Give me a call. These son of a bitches always hide behind the pen and paper. I'm here. Everybody knows where I'm at, what I drive, what I look like, which isn't very good, but that's okay. But these son of a bitches always want to hide, and you people know it. They're badasses until they have to come out and answer. But the SLATE program in 2017 and 2018, the SLATE program is used so the young kids, primarily black, and they can say, well, no, but it is, to help these kids out. But here's Bruce Franks allegedly taking money in a lot more than one, not one, two, three, four, five, over 30 and possibly more. But to me, the analogy, if you kill one person or you kill 500, you're still a killer. You're still a murderer. So, but I think there'll probably be a lot more to go on. But they're calling it, oh no, there's nothing going on. That's what Bruce Frank's saying. But you know how many people are saying that there's a lot of cover-up, there's a lot of crap going on? I don't think Lida Crewson wants to really acknowledge it, but she knows that she can't do a damn thing about it. And you know what really pisses me off with this whole thing? I couldn't find anything. I had to search and search. It wasn't one of the top 10 stories on the KMOV website. You had to sift into all their website pages. I think they're trying to hide it now. Because here's what Bruce Franks, he said he was going to release a statement a few days ago. He hasn't released anything. Nobody's received anything. But it says he's been vocal on social media, however, calling for the boycott of KMOV and blocking News 4 on his Twitter page. Now, yes, hell yes, he'll respond. He'll respond when he has control. He's got control of his Twitter page, of his Facebook page. He doesn't have control of Channel 4. But now, typical nigger move, because they're reporting facts. This no good son of a bitch is calling for a boycott of KMOV. Now, I want to see how many of you stupid niggers follow him in a boycott because Channel 4 is just reporting the news. That's all I do is report the news. I may give it to you a little unfiltered, but I report the news. Nobody likes that. The hell with what anybody likes. And I don't much care for Channel 4, but they've got every right to report the facts. They've got every right to report the allegations. And at this point, they are all allegations. But can you believe that Bruce Franks, Bruce the Big Nigger Franks, thinks he's so important that he's going to call for the niggers to boycott KMOV? And I ask, I try to get a hold of Franks as always. I ask you, Bruce, you stupid nigger rapper, tattooed, greasy, black, no good, black racist bastard, failed state representative, bankruptcy toting son of a bitch. I ask, Bruce Franks, why would you want to boycott KMOV? Because they're telling the truth? They're reporting a story? See, that shows you people, that just proves my point. That shows you people how violent, how destructive these niggers are. Because a report was made on Channel 4, they're alleging it. They haven't come up with facts yet. I hope they do. And here's the worst situation. Lida Crewson, after being pressured, now she's asking for a federal investigation. It was federal. I thought it was state money, but it was federal money. So all she needs to do is call in the Department of Justice, as I said yesterday. All she needs to do is call in the FBI, and they're very, very adequate, more so, to do their job. Call the FBI, Lida Crewson, call the Department of Justice, and don't sweep it under the rug. Because a lot of the employees saying it's a hoax, saying there's nothing going on, there's a lot of ghost employees, and these are black people. These aren't white people. But you get on the Twitter, on some of the Facebook pages. Now, this is some of the nigger crap that goes on in Frank's Twitter and Facebook page. First heard on KMOV, I can't unsee the way the white power structure, that the white power structure in St. Louis rallies around due process for powerful white people and rushes to condemn black leaders like Bruce Franks, who are effective at confronting the racist St. Louis white power structure. As always, people, no matter what the situation, no matter if Bruce Franks would have got caught killing 900 people, it's the white guy's fault. It's the white guy's fault. The niggers always, they invoke racism and they always want to play the race card. Which I believe the race card is the ace of spades, if you know what I mean. And I kind of think you do. But isn't it amazing how these niggers can get away? You got a nigger over here in Illinois, Joanne Reed. They're finally going to have a trial, they say, in April or May of this year. That's been going on for over 2 years. That's the failed nigger mayor of Allerton. They drag it on and drag it on, thinking people forget about it. But as long as I'm here, as long as I'm here, you're gonna hear about it. Hey, Bruce Franks, I dedicate songs to people. And callers, hold on, I'll get to you guys momentarily. Bruce Franks, I always like to dedicate songs, appropriate songs, of course, to people in trouble, for people who deserve a compliment, for people who deserve criticism. And this is kind of appropriate for you, Bruce Franks Jr. And I think at the end of the day, this will be coming. It's called "You're in the Jailhouse Now" by the Soggy Bottom Boys. And I think you'll like this, Bruce.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Yes, Bruce Franks, I'm dedicating that song to you, Bruce Franks. And Bruce, why don't you call me? You're such a badass out there on the protest lines. He puts on his Twitter account that he's a activist, that he's this and that. He ain't nothing but a battle rapper, whatever the hell that is. See, he plays to his few constituents. He don't give a damn about the people of St. Louis. He just gives a damn about getting reelected. He just gives a damn about the niggers that he's placating. So, Bruce Franks, you're such a badass. You're such a badass. Give me a call. And on a side note, Joe Aparo, he's the ex-sheriff in Arizona that was way, way up. He was ahead of his time on border safety. He's coming to St. Louis to a Republican fundraiser. And this nigger, Bruce Franks, posts on his Facebook that the sheriff is not wanted and that they're going to do something about it. See, when are we as proud white and proud black people going to stop all this intimidation, all this crap? First, who gives a damn what you think, Bruce Franks? Who gives a damn what you think, you politically inbred, totally incompetent, baby-spewing, low-life nigger? Who the hell cares what you think? We've got some callers. Go ahead, Ralph. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Ralph Gomez here, Bob. Let me tell you something. You're insulting the niggers when you call Bruce Frank a nigger. Well, you're insulting good niggers, the bad niggers.
No, well, sir, I got to disagree with you, Ralph. If it's a good nigger, they're not a nigger. If it's a good nigger, it's a proud black person. If it's a bad nigger, it's a nigger. So I have to disagree. Of course, we can have different semantics, but to me, a good nigger, there's no such thing as a good nigger, because a good black person with black skin is a proud black person, and a no-count, low-life son of a bitch like Bruce Franks, Jameel Nasheed, Marie Chappelle Nadell, and even that white nigger, Stacey Newman out of Clayton, those are bad black people. So they're niggers. So go ahead, Ralph.
Let me give you a little resume on Bruce Franks, okay? He's got 7 kids, black and white both.
Well, wait a minute, Ralph. We're going to have to allege that because we don't know that factually. But let's always put allege there. But I agree with you and I believe it, but I don't have the statistics or the birth certificates in my hand. So let's allege this. Go ahead, Ralph.
All right, he's involved with nepotism at the Slate. He's got brothers working there too. So there's nepotism. He's got fraud, he's filled out different time cards, and has happened more than 30 times. He's been arrested who knows how many times. Now, how in the hell can he keep his job in Jeff City? Will you tell me that?
You know, Ralph, let me tell you what. These politicians, here's what'll happen, Ralph, and you got a good point. Here's what'll happen. There won't be an ethical investigation on him because the 2 or 3 niggers, Chappelle Nadell, Nasheed, all these ass-wipedest Michael Butler, who we'll get into, who's an ex-state rep, they go to the white boys and say, hey, I know you Republicans got control, you white boys, you country white boys, But don't screw with us niggers, because if you do, it'll be like Bruce Franks saying with KMOV, because they report a story. Bruce Franks wants the niggers to boycott. What do you think, Ralph?
Yeah, I know what they do. I know exactly how they handle their stuff, you know. It's just totally out of control. But here's the bottom line. When you see niggers, you see six or seven of them together. When you see whites, you see one by himself.
And you know what, Ralph? I agree with you, but if you listen to me, and hopefully you do, because we've got millions of listeners, I say it day in and day out. I'd rather have 10 blacks for a cause than 500 whites, because us white people are lame. We don't want to get involved until it comes to our house. And I'll tell you what, Ralph, I think it's coming to every white person's house if we don't stop it now. And I don't mean violently. I mean politically. I mean standing up for what we believe in. Do you want any more than a nigger or a black person, Ralph, or do you just want a fair shake as a white man?
Yeah, the fair shake, but that's up beyond control now. That's totally out of control. Everything you see is black. Your commercials, your football, your basketball. You know, I'm fortunate. I live down here in Farmington. You know, I don't see that much, but every commercial's black. Every team's black. It's out of control.
You know, Ralph, I agree with you. I hate these commercials. It's cultural engineering. They want to show you, they want a black man pawing on a white gal, and they want a mixed kid. Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, tell everybody down in Farmington we love you. See, that's God's country down there, because they're not racist, but they ain't taking no crap from no niggers. You know, you South people, you people from the South. I saw a guy flying a Confederate flag yesterday, and I thought about it, and I've told you people before. To him, it's pride of the South. To a nigger, and even maybe a proud black, it may have to do something with slavery. But then for the proud blacks and the niggers, just don't fly that flag. You can talk about it. You can disrespect it. But I'll be damn in America. I'll be damn in America if you can say that some man can't fly that flag, and because he flies it, he's a racist. That's bull crap. You've scared us white people. Well, not us white people, because you can't scare me. You niggers can't scare me. You know where I'm at. But you scare most white people. And I say to that, if somebody wants to fly that Confederate flag, that's their business. Look at Bruce Franks, because KMOV has done a story, a legitimate story, about possible fraud, about possible corruption, about possible violations that the FBI and the Department of Justice should, would, and I think are going to investigate. Then they get mad. That's bull crap. We'll take one more call before break. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. This is Jim. Yeah, I guarantee you, Channel 4, like they fired Larry Connors when he said something about Obama investigating him, they'll fire that poor reporter, that girl, Laura Traeger, and they'll do about face. And the mayor said that, but she also, when he resigned, she said it was nice working with him. Didn't she caught a lot of heat for that? And she did a 180, come back and slammed and kicked him to the curb. I guarantee you, they said that poor reporter is going to be fired and came away. I do about face, because it's the old word, racism word. You catch a black man doing a nigger doing crime, it's racism. And sure enough, they'll back down, and we'll have one in the Congress to threaten the president, and this one stealing, and nothing will be done.
You know, Jim, you're exactly right. You are exactly right. Nothing's going to be done. Look at Chappelle Nadal, either her or Jamil Masheed, whatever, which one of the nigger skanks it was, smelly skanks, going to threaten the president. Nothing's ever done. Let me say something bad about somebody and they want to chop off my head. Well, come and get it, you some bitches. This is America. You can do anything you want to do, and you get away with it for most white people, but you won't get away with Bob Romanek. I'm one white crazy son of a bitch, and I hope you white people understand. Don't want any violence, but I want to provoke. I'm not a shock jock. I'm a provocateur. I want to provoke you in understanding. Listen to what I say. Understand what I say. Research what I say, and then you'll agree with what I say, because it's the truth, nothing but the truth. Those niggers hate me because I'm waking up white people, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to be like the white racist alarm clock. I'm going to wake you people up day in and day out. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to tell the truth. And if you niggers don't like it, you can kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled, you'll say racist ass. And I see with this Slate program, it really pisses me off. The niggers bitch about the white people hurting them, costing them money. Here, an employee got $11,000 for a piece of furniture in a Slate office. Millions of dollars going through that Slate program. Bruce Franks mentoring people. What kind of education? Are you mentoring him people on finances? You lousy, rotten bastard to file bankruptcy and said you had 9 or 8 or 7 black bowling balls. I'd have told a bowling ball joke, but I ain't got time right now. I may tell it after break. But Bruce Franks, I hope you didn't lie. I hope you didn't lie on your bankruptcy, your federal bankruptcy. And I would hope that the FBI, a great organization, the U.S. Department of Justice, a great organization, that they will look in not only to the Slate program with you and all the alleged illegal activity, but I would hope that they would look into your federal bankruptcy filing and everything else. Because I think people, where there's a smoke, there's fire. And I think there's enough smoke here with Bruce Franks and some of these, not just black, there's some white bastards, there's some white political parasitical punks involved in this. There's enough shame and blame in the game to go around. But it says here, for some, Missouri State Representative Bruce Franks' name is synonymous with public service. And I think with some, I think Missouri State Representative Bruce Franks' name is synonymous with public corruption. So it's all in the eye of the beholder. But do you people understand? The Slate program, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think there's so much crap going on. They've got millions of dollars. And I say to you, Lida Cruson, it falls on your front steps. It falls on your watch. You're the mayor. You're supposed to be responsible. You're supposed to have everything together. And you say it is? I think you're lying, Lida. I'd rather lie to my constituents and tell the truth, Cruson. It says here on all these filings. In December 2017, Frank's timesheet said he worked from 8 a.m. until noon, but he posted on Facebook that he was in Washington, D.C. that day at a conference for the LGBTQ issues. Are you gay? Are you gay? Man, that's the only thing you got going for you. I would hope that you were straight, but now you're a nigger, a faggot, you're a gay bastard too? I hope KMOV doesn't get too much intimidation. I hope KMOV follows up on this story, but even if they don't, Lida Cruson, it's incumbent upon you as the mayor of St. Louis, as the leader of the people of St. Louis, the one who has control of this Slate program, to demand not just a whitewash investigation, but a total in-depth criminal investigation. And I know you're going to get heat because of the niggers, but I think you're going to get more heat from the FBI. I think you're going to get more heat from the Department of Justice if you don't follow up, if you don't press it. And let me tell you what, I'd much rather have heat from these greasy, sleazy niggers as I would from the professional FBI agency or the Department of Justice. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. Today they'll say racist. I don't give a damn, niggers. Can you spell racist? I don't believe so. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
And you'll be damn straight. Bob Romanek is not going to take it anymore. And I hope you proud white and proud black people understand my message. Don't lose sight of all the craziness along the way with that message. What I tell you is truthful. What I tell you is the unfiltered truth that you'll get nowhere else. And you know, people, we are sponsored by NAME, the National Association for Majority. Listen, the caveat word here, National Association for Majority Equality. We, as an organization, and I am the national director, we will never ask for more. We will never ask for anything but equal treatment. Nothing more than equal treatment. But we will not accept, nor will we tolerate any less. I don't think that's a racist statement. I think the niggers want to be treated equal, and that's all we want to be treated equal. And we are, as always, the first and only WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in this great country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not to come out against the black community, not to stand up against the black community, but instead to stand up and, just as important, to speak up for the proud white community. WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. People, do you understand what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to make white people, proud black people, aware of the destruction. And I don't have to really make you aware. You see it on TV every day. You drive down the street, you see the destruction after they have what they call an activist gathering. No, it's a nigger and cracker criminal protest. They burn buildings down, burn police cars down. But we're going to get off this Bruce Franks here momentarily. But Curtis Kalin from the Citizens Against Government Waste, he says the sheer number of instances that you have found grows the question as more instances are out. Kalin says those questions need to be answered. He also says in their policy, the contract for his job, for Bruce Frank's mentoring job, appears to show that no, you hear me, no offsite meetings are allowed by federal statute, by federal guidelines. And Frank's is often very unspoken, especially honest in recent weeks about his struggles with physical and mental health. Yeah, I can see that physically he's a nigger and mentally he's a dumbass, but apparently not erectile dysfunction struggles. You got all those kids, so I guess you don't have any problems with erectile dysfunction. And it says here in this news release that Frank's that little pussy boy. Hey, you nigger pussy bitch boy. You're not such a badass, are you? You decline to talk to Channel 4 on camera. But here's what I have to say to that. Here's this lady, I say that lady, Dr. Prince. She's a nigger, because after what I found out about her, she says Franks was on 24-hour mentoring call and not subject to requirements that he be present at the Slate office. Well, I'll tell you what, I think that contradicts the federal guidelines that said this contract appears to show that no off-site meetings are allowed. Our mentors are FaceTime, social media. They do unconventional ways of mentoring, Prince said. You know what this ignorant nigger bitch is doing? She's trying to cover up for Bruce Franks. You can see it all throughout this article. Don't have time to read it. But she's saying that, oh, they're off-site. Then I thank you, Mrs. Prince, Dr. Prince, needs to be fired. I think Lida Cruson, you need to ask for her resignation immediately. If she's saying that they let people do things on Facebook, social media, and unconventional ways, and it goes against the guidelines for the federal government that have given you that $10, $12 million, the contract for Bruce Frank's jobs appears to show that there are no off-site meetings ever allowed. And then your Dr. Prince, the one that you appointed, Lida Lion Cruson, she's saying that the mentors are Facebook, social media, and do unconventional ways of mentoring. Is unconventional not doing your job, being somewhere else when you put on your time card that you were in fact at the office because the contract says no off-site meetings are allowed. So Dr. Prince, I think your nigger ass is going to be in a world of crap if you're going to try to cover up for him. Lida Cruson, I know you listen. You better take that under advisement. You better take that under advisement or you'll be held as part of this corrupt scheme. And I don't know if you are or not. I personally wouldn't put it past you. But it's unbelievable that how the niggers get control. They don't want the whites control. Niggers get control of this Slate program. And they steal from themselves. They steal from the poor black people that are looking for guidance from the black community. And they're not getting it. They're not getting it at all. Hey, I've got to go here real quick. And I don't know if I talked about it yesterday or the day before. This Reverend Louis Farrakhan, he's a leader of the Nation of Islam. He spews hatred day in and day out. See, I don't spew hatred against anyone. And I'm chastised for it, but he spews hatred, total hatred against the proud Jewish people, and calls for killing of all white people. He says that white people are all devils. But his organization, listen to me, the United States government funds him to the tune of $400,000 of our hard-earned taxpayers' money to preach the word of Islam in our prisons, to preach the word of Islam to our prisoners in prison. Preach the word of Islam, which apparently advocates hatred of Jews and the criminal killing of all white people. Again, low life, violent thugs. They're not activists. They get money from us, the hardworking taxpayers, to spew their nigger hatred and violence all throughout the prison community. And you think these niggers, you think they're going to come out liking white people? All we're doing, people, is shoring up the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, Reverend Louis Farrakhan. We're shoring him up so he can spew more hatred on the proud proud white community and the proud Jewish community. When the hell is this crap going to stop? I'll bet you people didn't know that. Bet you did not know that, but that's factual. Look it up. That's factual. Our tax dollars going to the Nation of Islam. We're supporting that low-life nigger bastard, Nation of Islam, my ass. It's a nation of nasty, black, supremacist, racist niggers. And it just pisses me off. Also, I got to go here. You read about this beautiful 7-year-old black child was randomly shot and killed in the Houston area driving down the street. Her and her mother were going to get coffee, they said. Her mother said, yeah, they were just driving down the street when a white man in a red pickup truck pulled up to her car and started shooting, hitting the mother in the arm and fatally wounding the young 7-year-old girl. And we honestly feel so sorry for that family. Nobody wants to lose a child. But it's a total shame that our nation has to be so violent. But in reality, it is. We have to accept what it is. But the point I'm trying to make, the point that really pisses me off, that automatically they say in the news, it was probably racist. It was probably racist. Now, why? Why couldn't it have been of a personal nature? Maybe a hit. I don't know. Maybe it was road rage. I don't know. Maybe it was a passed dope deal by the father who wasn't in the car, and the gentleman shooting got screwed on a dope deal. Maybe it was a bad dope deal that went wrong. Or maybe it was just a random shooting by a deranged, stupid-ass white son of a bitch. It might have been any of the above, but naturally, it's racist. It's racist when a white-on-black crime, for whatever real reason it is, it's automatically racist. What about being racist whenever it's black-on-white crime? You didn't hear one word about racism when them two niggers robbed that white gal downtown, asked for her money and her phone. She handed it over, didn't resist at all, and they beat the hell out of her face. Never did I hear it was racist. Never did I hear there was even black. They said between 19 and 21 years old. Well, if she can give that description, I'm sure she's not blind. And if she's not blind, I'm sure she could have told the officers that it was black. But that's not the police officer's fault. That's the politician's fault. They have policies for the police. These politicians never been out on the street in their life. And they want to dictate. They want to dictate to police officers what to do. But you people understand, white and proud black, the news media brings it out automatically. Automatically, it could be, it could have been anything. Why would they interject? It could be racist because it's white on black. Again, it's never interjected when it's black on white. When there's a black on white crime all over this country, happens every day, day in and day out. The news media is always hesitant. I say always hesitant to say it's black on white crime. The case in point, again, that lady sitting in the car. Downtown St. Louis gets robbed at gunpoint by two greasy, sleazy, low-life niggers who demand her telephone and money. She complied completely. No resistance. But she was white, and one of these smelly, stinky, greasy niggers just had to bust her in the face. There's no other reason other than she was white. Not only did the media not give the description of the two niggers, saying that they were black, saying that they were between the ages of 19 and 21. So I argue, if the victim could tell that the niggers were between 19 and 21, again, I'm sure she could see that they were black. And also, the media never mentioned anything about a hate crime, which was most certainly there. You know it was hate when they beat the hell out of her face. An innocent white lady sitting in her car. Two proud niggers gonna beat the hell out of a defenseless white lady. They don't say that's racist. They don't say that's a hate crime. You know, I'm really puzzled. I'm so much puzzled by white people's lack of response when they are treated with total, I say total disrespect. And that's total disrespect, not by the proud black community, but by the greasy, sleazy, criminal, low-life, worthless thug niggers. I hope you people understand. The niggers are gonna push it. You're a racist. Bob Romantic's a racist, a white supremacist. They can use that word all year round. I put $20,000, don't wanna brag, truthfully, $20,000 down in East St. Louis, throughout East St. Louis, to feed the poor, unfortunate black children at Christmas time. Don't want to be thanked for it. I did it out of respect and honor my son. I did it because I felt it was the right thing to do. They're not niggers until they're trained to be niggers. Those proud little black kids, they deserve better. And the nigger community is not going to give them better, and they're going to grow up just like their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. They're going to grow up being niggers and hating white people. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the dark side, and you're always on the dark side because I am the craziest son of a bitch. Make no excuses. I am nuts, but society has made me that way. I was going to tell you about Wesley Bell. He kind of looks like a befuddled young Bill Cosby. You know that? Little idiot-looking nigger glass-wearing. And that's just my personal opinion, and I've got every right to my personal opinion, just as you niggers have every right to say you hate me and I'm a racist. That's your opinion. But I want to talk about him. We'll get to that Monday. I won't be able to tell my bowling ball joke, but I promise you, nobody wants to hear it. But Monday morning, that'll be first on my list. We've got a couple more. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, for taking my call. You know, that's kind of funny, the Louis Farrakhan. I love it. I'm going to go ahead and say that and use that for here on out. That Nation of Islam, you know, they're nothing but a big-time hate group. You know, especially in the prison systems. You know, I've done my fair times in prison, and you know, not. And there's going to be a race riot. They call in all the groups and all the shot callers, and they also call in the Nation of Islam.
Yeah, no, Mike, I know. I agree with you. They're nothing but a racist, that white-hating racist organization. I don't know the Ku Klux Klan. I don't think they're getting any money from the federal government, but I know the Nation of Islam. You know why? Because you want to calm the niggers down. You want to slow the niggers down. You don't want to have everything tore up. That crap's got to change. We got to take a stand. And always in war, there's destruction. There's going to be some violence. I never advocate violence. But I'll be damned. Don't come to my house and try to take what I have. Don't come to my house and try to hurt me and my family, because it's going to be like my face, scary and ugly. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the dark side.
Bob, thanks, buddy, for taking my call. Hey, about Farrakhan, he's got books out and stuff, and I wish he would just quit saying that white Jews, you know, because I'd like to be separated from the Jews. We're white, and they're Jews, and that's the way it is in Israel. Israel, you got a DNA test to be a citizen there. But anyway, he's got books out documenting the slave trade, and it was dominated by the Jews with all the ships they owned and the first synagogue at the first slave port, and they say every Jew that was in America at the time owned some slaves. So those are all things that he's right about. But yeah, he doesn't separate any white people from the Jews.
Yeah, Jimmy, thanks for the call. Jimmy's called before. I gotta give Jimmy a nickname. I gotta give him Jimmy the Jew Hater, and that's okay. If you don't like Jewish people, that's your prerogative, Jimmy. I'm not a hypocrite. A lot of people I don't like. I don't like a lot of Italians. I don't like a lot of Muslims. I don't like a lot of everybody. But I do also like a lot of people with the same ethnic background. So, hey, real quick, I'm going to have to tell this joke, the bowling ball joke. And I dedicate this not only, you're in the jailhouse now, not only dedicate that to Bruce Franks Jr., the sleazy, greasy nigger, the failed state representative, but I'm going to dedicate this to Bruce Franks, because when he filed bankruptcy, part of his assets were 7 black bowling balls. True story. It's in the bankruptcy proceedings. But white guy, white bowling ball salesman going over to Canada from Michigan, going over to Canada, driving his car, got a bunch of bowling balls, and I hope I don't screw it up, got a bunch of bowling balls in the back of his car. He's driving, just about gets to the Canadian border, and there's 2 black kids walking their bikes. Apparently, they had run over some glass, and they had flat tires, so they couldn't drive their bikes. They're walking them. The white guy pulls over, nice white guy, apparently not a racist because he was trying to help the black kids out. Hey, guys, what's wrong? Well, sir, we're trying to get over to Canada, and we drove over some glass, and we had our tires blown out. He says, hey, put the bikes in the back seat. Get in the back seat. I'll take you over to Canada, being the good sport he is. So they get up to the Canadian border, and the Canadian border guard looks at the guy and says, sir, what's going on? He says, I'm going over to Canada. I'm crossing the border. The border guard gets all frustrated, face gets red, goes running back to the headquarters, the little office right there by the gate, and tells the supervisor, hey, what am I going to do, supervisor? What am I going to do? Supervisor says, what the hell's wrong? He says, there's a guy in that car. He's got 7 nigger bowling balls. 2 of them have already hatched and stole 2 bicycles. That wasn't right. Nigger eggs, I'm sorry. Hey, somebody correct me. I told you I wouldn't get it right, but hey, that's dedicated to you. Not only Bruce Franks, but all the niggers. Hey, as always, people, time to go. Hope you have a safe, prosperous, enjoyable weekend. That's friend and foe. I want my foes to stay around so I have somebody to fight and argue with, you idiots. But as always, people, it's the politicians. It's not the rank and file Democrats, rank and file Republicans. It's always the politicians that try to divide and conquer us. Let's don't let it happen. Let's be smarter than those ass white bastards. So let's continue as we do here every day. And I know you people do at the coffee shops, restaurants, bars. Let's continue to unite. Talk about these subjects. Let's expose these ass white bastard political, parasitical, perverted punks like I do every day. And as always, at the end of the day, and at the next election, let's throw these son of a bitches out of office. Let's put public servants who are going to do for everybody, not just politicians who do for their family and friends. So let's destroy them, as I always say, no violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.